Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The weather's warmer and the days are getting longer. And of course, today marks the unofficial start to summer. For many of us, summer means getting to spend more time with family and more time relaxing and recharging. The same holds true for all of us in the pro-life movement. While we must always remain vigilant and ready to act year-round, summer does offer a bit of downtime to regroup after spring legislative sessions, conventions, dinners, and rallies. These next few months also give us the opportunity to plan for the fall and the special challenges we face this year. The best chance to prepare comes with our annual National Right to Life Convention, which is just a few short weeks away. From June 23rd to the 25th, we will be gathering at the Hyatt Regency Jacksonville Riverfront in Jacksonville, Florida, for 3 days of workshops and general sessions designed to educate chapter leaders and grassroots pro-lifers on the latest developments in the pro-life movement. One general session has been set aside to hear from Republican presidential candidates. National Teens for Life will also gather for their 26th annual convention with workshops geared toward pro-life teens interested in educating themselves and their peers about the effects of abortion on their generation. More information about the convention can be found at www.nrlconvention.com. Summer also means that county and state fair season is upon us. Each year, more local Right to Life chapters and state Right to Life organizations sponsor educational booths at county and state fairs. These booths give us the chance to educate people one-on-one about the humanity of the unborn child and the effects of abortion on women. So often, it is the enthusiasm of a young child seeing life-size fetal models on display at a fair booth that brings their reluctant parents over for a further look. As it goes with all of our educational efforts, it's impossible to know just how many lives are touched by this constant presence at the fair. However, we have heard many stories over the years of lives that were saved by making our educational materials available at the fair. These stories very often involve a young woman or her husband or boyfriend who, faced with a crisis pregnancy, silently grabbed the brochure from a Right to Life fair booth and months or years later write in and explain how that brochure or the kind words of a volunteer saved their child's life from a planned or scheduled abortion. To aid chapters and state organizations, National Right to Life has a wealth of materials available that are designed for use at county fair booths, including fact sheets, brochures, and posters about fetal development. Recently, we have added a new award-winning DVD to our fair displays. If you'd like more information, call us at 202-378-8843. That number again is 202-378-8843. The summer months will also perhaps give all of us a chance to catch up on some reading that we may have been putting off because of other things. As you sit down to catch up, be sure to put NRL News in the reading pile. You can find many of the articles published online at www.nationalrighttolifenews.com. You will also find a subscription form that you can download and send in. The cost for NRL News is just $16 per year. Since it was first published in 1973, National Right to Life News has been known as the pro-life newspaper of record. Nowhere else will you find the kind of in-depth reporting on issues of great concern to our pro-life efforts. Whatever your plans are for this summer, be sure to keep up with the latest at nrlc.org and here on Pro-Life Perspective. And may you and your family have a safe and wonderful summer season.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.